I don't think that we overcome it. I think that we say we are human and that God made us, and that part of that is we're taking risk in relationships. We're taking risk in revealing who we are. So I'm going to accept that part of that adventure is going to be awkward.
Yeah.
Welcome to More Than Small Talk. We're Susie Eller,
Jennifer Watson,
and Holly Girth, writers and real life friends. We're inviting you to go deeper, become freer, and feel more connected.
So imagine you have a cup of coffee, a mug of tea, or a green smoothie in your hand,
and we're all hanging out in your living room together.
This week on More Than Small Talk, we are getting awkward.
We're so good at it.
Yes, we are. That's our spiritual gift, is awkwardness.
See, I feel like I'm struggling not to have the giggles, like just talking about that. So yes. I'm already in an awkward place.
So we are going to talk through that because it's something we all experience. We all don't talk that much about it, but we've been talking about relationships. So it seemed like a helpful follow-up to talk about the times when it gets awkward.
Right. Well, and awkward and authenticity. See, I had an awkward moment right there. I think they go hand in hand, but I have this confession question today. And before I ask it, Holly and Jennifer, I want to do kind of a shout out to some of the people who have been commenting and sharing that they're listening to this confession question, because they're running with it. Christy is taking this question and she is journaling it in her private time with the Lord.
I love that.
And then Monica was telling me that what she does is she gets with a group of girlfriends. They're listening to the podcast and then they're asking the confession question among themselves. And then the most creative one, or maybe the most scary one, there is a friend who is taking this confession question, and she and her husband are going for a walk and they're asking it of each other. And she said, we have had some of the funniest, but also insightful conversations that we've had in a long time.
So fun.
I love that.
So I love how this is transcending to that beautiful friend in that fourth chair. So here we go. All right, Holly and Jennifer, what is one of your most awkward moments?
Oh, okay. I have a million and they happen all the time and they're usually like ridiculous. But yesterday, my sister and I bought pieces of a fence. Everybody who is on Pinterest, you feel me, you get it. We are like one Pinterest disaster after another, but it always turns out really well. So we bought pieces of a fence to make this like
an old fence or a new fence?
An old fence, and it's beautiful. And we're going to make a backdrop out of it. So my sister calls me and she says, do you think that you could borrow a truck and a man? And I was like, so my husband's out of town and I was like, okay, what do I do? And so this couple immediately came to mind. So they're helping me, a truck and a man. And so we're hauling this two pieces of a broken down fence and they're completely not making it weird. They're like, oh yeah, that's going to be great. We've got power tools. We can help you. So as we're unloading this pieces of two fences into my garage, I was like embarrassed because it was a disaster and it's so gross and so messy. And I meant to say, I need a maid. And I looked at this dude and said, I need a man. You guys, his face and his why, it was just so awkward. And I was like, there's no way to recover.
There's
like,
not.
So I just went with it. And I'm like, yeah, I mean, like, you know, a handyman to help me clean this up.
Somebody to put this in the back of the truck. Yes.
Nicely recovered.
Yeah. Holly, what about you?
Yes. Well, a couple of years ago, I decided my New Year's resolution was going to be, I was going to be a tourist in my own hometown.
Okay.
So I looked online for different local events and I decided I would just show up with these, and I dragged various people along with me. Our friend Melissa, that you both know, went to one. So I went to this event at a tea company thinking it was just a public event that no one would know each other. Well, it turned out to be a group of entrepreneurs that met regularly.
Oh, no.
So the founder of the tea company was sharing his story, but it was like an actual event for a group that was established. So I walked in and realized this and totally crashed.
She's a tea party crasher.
So finally this one woman walks up to me and she's like, oh, I've never been here before. And so I'm like, I haven't either. I don't know anyone. I feel so awkward. I want to hide in the bathroom, like blah, blah, blah. You know, meanwhile, Melissa's running a little late taking care of her kids. So I'm on my own. And she looks at me and goes, good. And walks off. Like, literally, that's what she said. And I realized she didn't mean she'd never been to the group before. She meant she'd never been to the tea shop before. So at that point, I literally did hide in the bathroom until Melissa came. Yeah. And then she had to, like, talk me off the ledge. Well, but it was good tea. Yeah. So.
Yeah. So did you go back in?
I did. We went back and sat together and I made it through. But what she said to me was, Holly, with this little resolution of yours, you're inviting a lot of awkward into your life. And I was like, yep, I am.
Yeah.
And I carried on, but there was a lot of awkward.
Yeah. Probably got some good tea in the result of that. So I really like to welcome people if they're new. And I was in our church hallway and there was a woman who I had never seen before. So I just walked over to her and I said, hey, my name is Susie. I'm so glad you're here. And then I noticed that a long eyelash had dropped on her cheek. And so I thought, you know, this is the girlfriend thing to do, is that if you can do something about it, you should. You should never let someone walk around with a long eyelash on her cheek. And so I just reached over and I said, hey, you have an eyelash that's dropped on your cheek. And I just gently grasped it and was just going to brush it off. And then I realized it was attached to her face and it was not an eyelash at all. And there we stood, this woman who was new to the church, and I'm holding on to a hair attached to her face.
And I
couldn't let go. I was so paralyzed with what I had just done that I was. And I remember in my head, I was screaming, let go, let go, let go. And I finally did. And she took a step back and I took a huge step back and I was like, I'm so glad you're here.
She's so glad you didn't have tweezers.
And I turned around and I walked out the door and got in the car and I drove home and church hadn't started yet. That is done.
It's done for
the day. So yeah, that is my most awkward moment.
Yeah, you win everything right now.
Yes, that's right. You win the awkward, all the awkward.
Yeah, she never came back. If you're listening, I am so sorry. I truly just wanted to be helpful and just get the eyelash. There's no redemption here. This is just awful. Yeah. I'm just really sorry. Oh, where do we go from here?
I don't even know because I'm crying. I'm laughing so hard. Okay, so what will help us with these awkward moments? Maybe not to get out tweezers in that moment.
Maybe what to help? Never, ever touch somebody's face. Ever.
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 Yeah. Oh, my word. That's so funny. Okay.
I've
so
completely
what,
stopped.
I know.
Podcast.
Well, this is what my whole thing with when I was thinking about what could help us with those awkward moments is just to expect them, right? Like just to know that they are coming. For me, these things happen on a regular basis, like every other day or at least once a day. Or there's some epic ones, like they're the most embarrassing stories that you never want to tell anybody, but those end up being the funniest stories that you ever want to tell. So what can we do to help us to embrace ourselves for the awkward moments?
Well, I think it helps to know we're not the only one.
Yeah.
Because in those moments in your mind, it always feels like no one has ever done this ridiculous thing in the history of the universe.
Yes.
And I should banish myself to a desert island immediately.
Yeah.
But the reality is awkward happens to all of us.
Yes. Yes, it does. And, you know, it's interesting to hear that all three of us kind of hid, you know, I bolted. I wish that I had just stood there and said, you know what, that I am so sorry that I just did that. And I had no clue. And my intentions were just to be helpful. And I'm so sorry. And we could have had a good laugh or I don't know. I think that today I would do that. Like I would just say, man, I just really just messed up and I am so sorry. But I think that hiding is our natural reaction or our natural response. And to get just serious for a moment, when we do something that is so awkward we can beat ourselves up yeah. like crazy, you know. And I shared kind of an over the top one. I've had lots of awkward moments that were on a lesser scale. And our tendency is to just beat ourselves up and think nobody else would ever do that. Like, how foolish was I to just let that happen? What if instead we just said, you know, we're human and maybe there's something we need to do to correct in this moment, or maybe not. Maybe in my place, I needed to correct that. But crashing a tea party, you know, there's no moral failure there. You crashed a tea party.
Yeah. And I think we feel like the danger of awkward is like being embarrassed or people won't like us or whatever. But the real danger is it'll keep us from connecting.
Yeah.
Because we do hide. Even if we're still standing in the exact same spot, we can't get out of the room or go to the bathroom and hide out. We sort of pull inward emotionally and start hiding who we really are.
Yeah.
So I think knowing that too, like awkward itself is pretty harmless.
It is.
It's the hiding that comes after.
But I think there's something about awkwardness that's endearing because people always, your first impression
that's
is
why
always,
you love me.
That's why you guys love me. So I was going to this writer's conference and one of my best friends, Carrie, who was on the radio, I told her, I was like, please pray that I'm not a total dork. And she stopped and she said, I'm going to pray that you are, because they're going to fall in love with that person. But we can be so careful and held back and worried. I have been the uptight woman who could not chillax. So I like the version of me that says, you know what? That was super awkward, but it was funny and no one died. So let's laugh it off and not take myself so seriously and brush it off. But after I hide and go like, oh my word, I'm such a dork. But
And then that does bring us together, right?
I mean, once you
go through an awkward moment with someone, you're like bonded forever.
We are. And I'm telling you, when somebody has said to me, oh, Susie, this was the most awkward thing I've ever done and I just feel so terrible, I will tell them that story and they're like, oh, okay, no, I'm good. So I can give grace to someone else because I've been in that awkward place. And awkward is authenticity.
Yeah.
And it means that we are not living as if we are perfect, because there is no one who is perfect.
That is true. Very true. We don't have to keep it all together. So we like to get practical after we talk about what can help. So if we kind of boil it down to what's one step we and our listeners can take today, bonus points if it's 5 minutes or less to do this step, what can help us overcome awkward?
You know, I don't know that we overcome it. I think we accept it.
Yeah, that's
that
a good distinction.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think that we overcome it. I think that we say we are human. And that God made us, and that part of that is we're taking risk in relationships, we're taking risk in revealing who we are. And so I'm going to accept that part of that adventure is going to be awkward.
Yeah. Yeah. I think awkward is inevitable, but connection is optional.
Yeah.
So I think the step of choosing, you know what? Connection is worth it.
Right. Yeah.
And my pride may get really hurt in the process.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, I'm probably going to be a little closer to someone.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
I think that it's really important to kind of let that wall down. But we all have those missteps and like flubs and mistakes. And when you're kind of in a public role, like I'm a pastor's wife, I speak a lot and I make those flubs, how I bounce back, I've realized, is giving someone else permission to bounce back to.
Yeah.
You know? So I think that we really wish those moments never happened. I mean, if we're honest, we could do without all of the things that embarrass us about ourselves. But I think it's what makes us human and relatable. But it also is very freeing for someone watching us who might really admire us or have us up on a pedestal, kind of takes us down. And then it says, you know what? She bounced back. Like she bounced back from that and she's still doing what she loves. And she's still going for it. It makes people say, you know what? I can bounce back too.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, and I think it's important that we step into the awkward that somebody else exhibits in that moment and immediately give them permission to stay
Yes.
Not to hide, to stay and say, you know what? I know that might have felt a little awkward, or you don't even have to say that. Yeah. Just give them something that lets them know that in that moment, that that was okay.
Right. Or just say, I like you.
Yes. I like you.
Yeah. I like you. Because yeah. It is endearing, you it know, a lot is. Of times when someone's just being so human.
And mm-hmm. And I think this ranges, you know, from the ages of little to all the way up. Because I watch these young girls. I'm watching my own granddaughters right now who are becoming, you know, little girls. Mm-hmm. And I see the pressure on them. And it is huge. And so to just affirm their sense of self from little to old, to step into that awkward moment and say exactly what you just did, Holly. And I just like you exactly how you are.
I mean, we all want to hear that, right? We tend to hear I love you from the people in our lives. Yeah, but there's something like really wonderful about hearing I like you.
Yeah. Well, and even with Carrie saying, I hope you're a complete dork. That she was telling me that's like the quirky side of me is one of her favorite parts of me.
Yeah.
There's many layers. And when you know someone, you know the good and you know the quirky and you know the ugly. Like, you know all of it, right? Because that's a gift of knowing and really connecting with people. So when they love that quirky side of you, it brings joy into their lives because they get to laugh at me or whatever it is. But it's a gift of friendship that we can give.
So affirm somebody's awkwardness today. Affirm, I mean, literally.
Celebrate it. Hashtag that one.
And say I like you and accept that awkward is inevitable.
Yeah.
And I think those are some good connection steps.
Yeah. What's coming up next?
So we realized on our first few episodes that we've gotten really deep and really serious. So we wanted to do some lighthearted things. So because it's going to be Valentine's, we thought we'd do Love is Weird. And no one does weird better than me. And I'm super excited. I can't wait for us to talk about it.
Well, speaking of awkward, we're a new podcast. And some of you have said that you're having trouble finding the resources that we've been sharing at the end. And so we're working on that. And we want to walk you through exactly how to find them. So go to klrc.com. You'll see their podcast link. Click on that, go to More Than Small Talk. And on each individual episode, we will list those resources and make it easy for you. While you're there, will you do us a favor? Leave a comment. We check on those. We want to talk to you. And we'd love to hear from you one of your awkward moments. Please, please try to beat mine.
Yes, don't let us be the only ones. Awkward is awesome. Yes. So let's all go out there and be endearingly human today and give each other permission to not be perfect.
Right. So if you're awkward today, you're our people.
That's right.
And that's it for today's episode. Thanks for going deeper, becoming freer, and connecting with us. More Than Small Talk is a part of the KLRC Podcast Network and is produced by Kara Culver. Show notes and resources are available through the More Than Small Talk page at klrc.com. You can subscribe to More Than Small Talk through your favorite podcast app so you won't ever miss an episode.
All of a sudden, I have like a hairball.
No, I do too.
You're feeling awkward.
No, I'm feeling phlegmy. Like I need a hawk a loogie or something.
You're going to nickname me that. Phlegmy.
Phlegmy. Jennifer Phlegmy.
That needs to be on the bloopers.
Are you recording? Oh, dear Lord.